Today's Shi'a is Masechta Yuvamas Daf Nun Zayin. We begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Torah Kedoshah says, Lo Yavah B'tzu Daka Kruh Shivcha B'Kal Hashem. The Torah teaches us that a person whose aver, whose organ, the reproductive organ is damaged, may not, Lo Yavah B'tzu B'Daka B'Kruh Shivcha B'Kal Hashem, may not enter the Kal Hashem. Begins the Gemara Amar, Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshi, Ptzua Daka Koyin. You have an individual who's a Ptzua Daka, who is a Koyin. Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, that he did Kedushin with a Bas Yisrael. And let's think about this situation. This is a woman who's expecting to have a Bia Surah. She's expecting to have a Bia that is prohibited because she may not marry, as we just said, a Ptzua Daka. And the question is, since the Nesu'in did not yet take place, and since the Nesu'in did not take place yet, she hasn't violated any Aveira. Because the Aveira of Loyav Ptzua Daka B'Kruh Shivcha B'Kal Hashem is only violated when they actually have relations. So the question is, can she eat Truma? For as we discussed in our previous year, Midaraisa, a woman who's an Arusa, is allowed to eat Truma. It's considered Kinya Kaspa. It's considered the Kinya Kaspa of the Kayin. And since it's considered the Kinya Kaspa of the Kayin, he's allowed to eat Truma. However, as we learned, the Gemara Masechta Ksubas teaches us that Chazal said that she should not eat Truma because we're concerned that since she's living in a parent's home, she may give that Truma to her siblings who are not Kohanim, or the husband may realize that she has a blemish and it will be a Mekach Tos and she really wasn't an Arusa. But the halacha is, if the time that they should get married and the time that they should perform the Sum comes and the husband did not do the Nesu'in, she gets to eat Truma. So here we have such a woman who had Erisin with a Kohen Ptzua Daka. If she will have relations with him, of course, she will not be allowed to eat Truma because she becomes a Chalola by having relations that are Asur. The question is, at this stage, will she not have those relations? They're only anticipating to have those relations. May she eat Truma or not? Suggests the Gemara. Bana l'machlaikas, it seems, says Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshia, that this is the subject of the machlaikas that we had of Rameya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Rameya who held Shemeshtameris labi psula medarais layachla, a person who's anticipating to have a bia, which is awesome derais, may not eat truma, and that's why he said in our Mishnah that a mana who's muresis to a kohen gadol, a grusha chalutza that's muresis l'kohen hedjet, may not eat truma. Hanami, here too, as we just explained, this woman is anticipating to have a bia asura, and therefore lo achla should not be allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and Amri, that they held in our Mishnah, mishtameris labia psula medaraisa achla, is allowed to eat truma. It's considered a kinyan kaspoi, and nothing yet that violates that has yet occurred. They only had erisin, so it seems that according to them, this woman would be allowed to eat truma. Hanami would be allowed, this woman in our case would also eat truma, says the Gemara Mamai. The comparison, suggests the Gemara, is not necessarily accurate. 4. The Ma'atkan Lekam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hossam, in our Mishnah, they were lenient. This is this Kayin has the ability to have another wife. The Kayin and our Mishnah has the ability to give a different wife to eat Truma. If he'll marry a woman to whom he's allowed to marry, but the Kayin in our Gemara, who is a Ptzua Daka, who, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, is not allowed to marry any woman, and therefore he is an individual, the Ein Loy Lahacha B'Makam Achram, he doesn't have the ability to give any wife the right to Truma. Loy, the halacha will be that she doesn't get to eat. because he's an individual who's also lover b'kal Hashem. He's not allowed to marry anyone else. V'chi teima, if you'll suggest, hachnami yesh lo lachol, that there is a woman that he can marry, and when he marries that woman whom he is permitted to marry, she'll be allowed to eat truma. Who is that woman? B'bas gerim. Because as we're going to discuss in our shir, the Torah says, la yava b'tzua daka kosh shivcha b'kal Hashem. And the question is are gerim considered the kal Hashem? And if we say that gerim are not considered kal Hashem, so then he can marry her. And since he can marry her, so he is an individual that could give a wife to eat. But ask the Gemara, how could you say so? Because as we're going to learn in today's shir, from Rabbi Yochanan actually asked the question, may a Ptsudaka marry a ger? So what are you saying, that the Kohen Ptsudaka certainly has a wife whom he may marry? That's the Bas Gerim. That is not so obvious. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Abai Amar, Hoyle, the reason why Kohen, why is the reason that according to Blazer of Shimon, the halacha would be that Kohen Ptsu Daka to give his Arusa wife to eat Truma, and it should be compared to the case of our Mishnah. Even though we just said, in our Mishnah, the Kohen is an individual who can marry another woman. Here, he's not a person that can marry another woman. Says the Gemara, there is a woman he can marry. Even if you'll say that he can't marry a Geyoris, I'll tell you who he can marry. Mechila b'la yada. Let's say he was married to a woman, and then he became a Btsudaka. So, and then they never had relations from then on. So the marriage was 100% a perfectly valid marriage. And if they don't do anything wrong, she will continue being allowed to eat truma. Rav says a different reason why the Kohen Ptsu Daka should be allowed to cause that his wife, who they only had Erisin, should be allowed to eat truma. Even though, as we're strongly suggesting, there is no woman who he may marry, but he's still a Kohen. And as we've been discussing, the Kohen is allowed to give his avodim shvachas kananim truma. So he's no worse. Says the Gemara. So Abai and Rava gave a different reason why Kohen Ptsu Daka, even if he can't marry a Bas Gerim, still should have the ability to give his wife the ability to eat truma, because we find that he has that ability. Abai says that the situation is regarding someone who was married and then unfortunately became a Ptsua Daka and did not have relations with his wife afterwards. And Rava said the fact that he could give his slave state. Says the Gemara, Abai lo amaka Rava. Abai did not explain like Rava explained. The Ishis Mekinyan Ishis, Kinyan Ishis Mekinyan Ishis, the opinion. The subject of our shir today is about this Kohen Ptsua Daka marrying a woman. So Abai says, when I want to learn a halacha, I have to learn it from a case where the Kohen was married to a woman and that woman could eat truma because of it. We can't learn, says Abaya, the lawyer opinion, Kinyan Ishis Mekinyan Avadim. Avadim have nothing to do with a wife. On the other hand, suggests the Gemara, Rava Maloyam Kabaya. Rava doesn't agree with Abai's approach. Shani Hasim Shkvar Ochla. The reason, says Rava, in Abai's case, where one was married and then he became Ptsua Daka and his wife continues to eat, it's not because he has the ability to give a wife to eat. It's a unique situation because Kfar Ochla, she's already eating, so we don't stop it. Says the Gemara, and why? How does Abaya defend himself against Rava's explanation, against Rava's claim? Abaya kfar ocha lo yamrinan. Abaya says kfar ocha is not considered a strong argument. Says Rabbi Chanan that we see from here that this that an Ashes Kohen eats Truma and the avodim of a Kohen eat truma are two different halachas. The wife who eats truma is eating because of her own right. Once a person becomes the wife of a Kayin, the Torah grants her the ability to eat Truma. That's probably the Svarah, says Rabbi Chanan, a Kfar Achla. Avadim don't eat because of themselves. They only eat because they happen to be the slaves of that individual. Dilay Taimachim says, well, I'll prove to you that we don't say this concept. Bas Yisrael, this is Lakayim. What's the proof, says Abaye, that Kfar Ochla is not the cogent argument? Because what will be if a Bas Yisrael married a Kayin? And then, Umis, the Kayin died. According to what you're saying, says Abaye to Rav Teichel, she should be able to continue eating Truma. She Kfar Ochla, she ate Truma as long as they were eating. The fact that that isn't Alocha, the fact is that when the husband dies, she no longer has the right to eat truma. Must be because we don't say the svara of shekvar achla. And Rava says your argument is not a good argument, says Rava to Abaya. Hasam, there it's unique because paka kinyane, when the husband dies, the marriage is over. Hacha, whereas the kayin who became betsua daka, unfortunately, by paka kinyane, the marriage has not been terminated. Says the Gemara, the Gemara delves into the question that we spoke about earlier. Gufa, Baminei Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia, Ptzua Daka Koyin, Shanos Baskerim, Ptzua Daka Koyin that married a Baskerim. The question is, Mashi Yechlena Truma, Meshi Yi Truma. Ishtik, Sir Rabbi Yoshia, was quiet, Veloy Amma Veloy Midi. And he didn't answer this question. He didn't answer him. Says the Gemara, Lubsoif, eventually, also Gavra Rabbi Achrina, another great individual, came to Rabbi Yoshia, a boy named Milsa Achrita, and asked him a different question, or Pashalei. And Rabbi Yoshia answered his question. Umanu, who was that great individual? Says the Gemara, it was Rish Lakish. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said to Rabbi Yoshia that he understood that the reason Rabbi Yoshia answered Rish Lakish on this question because he considered Rish Lakish a great individual and he had to answer him. So he said to him, just like Rish Lakish is a great person, so too is Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lav gavra rabahu, isn't Rabbi Yochanan also a great person? And why didn't you answer Rabbi Yochanan when he asked you the question? Amalei, to which he answered, "Kabay mina milsi the less le pseri." He asked me a question that I did not know the answer to, and therefore I did not know the answer. The question that he posed was, "May koyim p'tzu daka marry a baskerim?" Lakan says the Gemara. According to whom was he asking this question? Says the Gemara, "Ilar Rabbi Yehuda." If he was asking this question according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bain Bekudushasikai, whether if you'll say that the Kohen who's Betsur Daka remains in the Kedusha of a Kohen, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a woman that a Kohen may not marry, or Bain, or if we'll hold Labe Kedusha's Kohen, that he's not remain in that level of Kedusha, and therefore he's allowed to marry a woman who normally a Kohen may not marry, still, Layachla, according to Rabbi Yehuda, under all circumstances, his wife would not be allowed to eat truma. And the Gemara explains this. If we say he remains on that level, Layachla, she would not be allowed to eat truma. The Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda's demand, the Amar that holds, the Bas Ger Zohar, that the daughter of a male Ger is Kabas Chol Zohar, is the same as the daughter of a Cholol. And just like the daughter of a Cholol may not marry a Kayin, so too may the daughter of a Ger not marry a Kayin. So therefore, if he retains his level of Kedusha, he certainly should not have been allowed to marry her, just like he may not marry a Cholola. And if he does marry her, she's certainly not entitled to eat Truma. Ilab Kedusha's Kay, and it will say that he doesn't remain on that level, and therefore he's allowed to marry a Baskerim, still like Achla, Damrinan, because we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds Kal Gerim Ikri Kal. And since he holds Kal Gerim lo ikri kal. A bas Gerim is not allowed to marry a Ptzua Daka. And if she married a Ptzua Daka, which she wasn't allowed to do, she certainly will not be able to marry, will not be able to eat Truma. So the question, if a Kohen Ptzua Daka married a bas Gerim, is she allowed to eat Truma, is certainly not a relevant question according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara further, on the other hand, according to Rabbi Yossi, Beim Kedushasi Kai, whether we say that the Kohen Ptzua Daka retains his level of Kedusha, or Beim Lab Kedushasi Kai, or whether we say he doesn't retain his level of Kedusha, Achla, the Bas Gerim would be allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because if the Kedushasi Kai, if we say he retains his level, Achla, she's allowed to eat Truma, Damar, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, Af ger shenasi giyiris, any giyiris b'tik sheru l'kayin, and any bas gerim is allowed to marry kain, and therefore the kain was allowed to marry her, and therefore she gets ti truma. Ilab kedushasi kai, and it will say that he loses his level of kedusha because he's a b'tzua daka. Achlo dama kal gerim lo yikri kol, and she's allowed to marry him. Ella, so what is the question that we're busy with? Says the Gemara, leave it to Haitana. The question is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanan, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Isha Baskerim loy tenos lekohuna, a regular Baskerim is not allowed to marry Kohen, Achtei Ima Yisrael, unless she has a Jewish mother. But if she was born from two parents that are not Jewish, became Gerim, she may not marry a Kohen. However, explained the Mefarshim, as long as one parent is Jewish, whether it's the mother, as the Gemara just mentioned, or the father, then she's allowed to marry a Kohen. So if, another question is, if Kohen Ptzua Daka, who married such a woman, who's a partial Bas Gerim, and the question is as follows, Kashrus B'tasabai, the fact that she has a Jewish mother, the fact that she is somewhat Jewish, she has Kedusha, she's part of the Kal Yisrael, and therefore Achla, and therefore even if the Kohen is a Ptzua Daka, she's allowed to marry him because her mother's from Yisrael, and even though he's a Ptzua Daka, he's allowed to marry because it's not considered Kal. I don't know Kedusha Matasabai, that when she became such a woman, is a full-fledged Jew, and she should not have married the Kohen, and therefore, when she married the Kohen, she did something wrong, because and by doing something wrong like that, she doesn't get to eat the Truma. Toshma, says the Gemara, he came with the following Braisa. He said that the Braisa teaches us, Shenasa baskerim shemechila b'truma shenave koyin ki nikne kenefesh kinyan kaspa yoichaba, that the koyin has the right to marry, that the koyin's wife who eats truma. Now the pasuk says the word nefesh. The word nefesh is coming to teach us something extra. It's coming to teach us the case of a koyin b'tzua daka who married a baskerim. Now the Gemara says leman. Who is this price of following? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, if we're saying that this price of follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Hama, we just learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Mekedushas Sekoi, Bein Lab Mekedushas Sekoi, under all circumstances, his wife, Loyachl, doesn't eat Truma. Vi Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, according to Rabbi Yossi, Lomali Kroh, there's no need for a Pasuk. As we just also learned, Hama, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Bein Mekedushas Sekoi, Bein Lab Mekedushas Sekoi, under all circumstances, Achla, his wife, who's the Bas Gerim, is allowed to eat Truma. Elolav, this Braisa must be following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where we had a question where a Kohen Ptzua Daka married a Bas Gerim, may she eat Truma or not? And this Braisa taught us that Kashrus Etosaboy, that the Kohen, the Bas Gerim, the halacha is has a higher level of kedusha, and the halacha is that the kohen is allowed to marry her, but she's still not considered kahal, because the Kedusha didn't make her into a kahol, and therefore she was allowed to marry him. It's not considered a violation of La Yava B'tzur Daka Kroshuch V'Kal Hashem, and since it's not in a violation, and he is indeed a Kohen, Ochla. So here we see that a Kohen who married a Bas Gerim, the halacha is that she's allowed to eat Truma. Because as the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simon Hay Sif Aleph Paskins, B'tzur Daka Kroshuchcha Asurim Lisa Yisraelis, a B'tzur Daka the Kroshuvcha may not marry Yisraelis, and certainly if it's a Kayin, Metarim, but they are allowed to marry a Geyaris or Meshechreris. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Vafil Kaintru B'tzu Daka, Mutal Lissa Geyaris Meshechreris, Lefish Ener B'Kedushasai. The exact psak that we learned. But then we have an interesting Machloikis Achroinim. The Chalkis Machloikik over there, and Sif Katan Aleph Paskins, that even though normally a Kohen, of course, may not marry a Grusha of a Chalala. A Kohen who's a Betzua Daka is allowed to marry a Grusha and a Chalala. And the Chalks Mechaikik says that just like normally a Kohen may not marry a Geyoris under certain circumstances in the category of a Zayna, yet the Kohen who's a Betzua Daka, the Shulchan Aruch just said, may marry her, so too, even though the Kohen is normally not allowed to marry a Chalola or a Grusha, this Kohen, who is a B'tzur Daka, may marry. And the Chalitz Mechaika says, because the Torah connects all these halachas. The Pasuk says, Isha Zayin of a Chalula, Isha Grusha mi Isha lo yikachu. So if we're being lenient on the Zayna, we also could be lenient on the Chalola and the Grusha. And furthermore, says the Chalkas Mechaikik, that this Kohen B'tzur Daka, just like he's allowed to marry, he just said, a woman who a Kohen may normally not marry, so too this Kohen is allowed to be Matam L'Meisim, even though a Kohen, of course, normally cannot be Matam L'Meisim. He says this Kohen cannot Duchen. He says that this Kohen is a B'tzur Daka, loses his level of Kedusha. The Beis Shmuel disagrees. He says that Al Gemara indeed says that the Kohen B'tzur Daka, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, is allowed to marry a Geyoris. But he's not allowed to marry Grusha Chalala, because even though a Geyoris normally is in the category of a Zayna, but the Torah explains the Beis Shmuel does not expressly say that a Geyoris is considered a Zayna. And therefore, in this circumstance, he's allowed to marry her. But that doesn't mean that a Grusha Chalola, which the Torah explicitly says a Kohen may not marry, even though he's a B'tzur Daka, the halacha is that he's not allowed to marry such a woman. And the Beis Meir goes on to say a different pshat. He says that it could be that there's a third opinion. He says it'll be sort of a compromise between the opinion of the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel. On one hand, says the Beis Meir, and the Chazon Ish held this way as well, this Kohen, B'tzur Daka, will be allowed to marry not just a Geyoris, he'll be allowed to marry a Gerusha and Chalola as well. But on the other hand, he says, all the halachas that apply to whom a Kohen may marry or not marry do not apply to this Kohen. On the other hand, says the Beis Meir, that's only regarding Hilchas getting married. But in all the other halachas that apply to Kohen, as we just mentioned about him becoming Tamei, and about Duchening, in those areas he remains a full-fledged Kohen. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin speaks, in Masechta Kedushin of Hei, Amin Aleph, speaks about a chuppah. The chuppah is a way to make a kinyan and a wife. Now, our Gemara will begin discussing a situation where a kohen did a chuppah in a woman that he wasn't supposed to. And the question is, we're learning now about the strength of a chuppah. We're going to learn now about the strength of the chuppah. The question is, what is going to be the strength of a chuppah that's being done with a woman that you should not have married? It's interesting, I saw I saw a very nice word. We know Chazal say that Chasen Moichem Loi Kol Avonoisav. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Keslach Lavoinam Ulechatosam Loyeskar Oid. A Pasuk Yimriyo. And the gematria of Eslach is the same as Chuppah. So we know a Chasen under the Chuppah has Mechilas Avoinus. And where do we see the power of a chuppah? Because the gematria of the word eslach is equivalent to chuppah. So begins the Gemara Itmar. Rava meyesh chuppah l'psulis. A kohen gadol who did a chuppah with an almona, but he did not have beer with her, or did not have kedushin with her, the way most Rishonim learned the Gemara. Still, the halacha is that this girl, if she comes from the home that her father is a kohen, and we know normally a girl whose father is a kohen is allowed to eat truma because of her family. Here, she will not be allowed to eat truma. The chuppah affected that she did the wrong thing. And therefore, the halacha will be according to Rav that she cannot eat truma. For the explanation of Rav is that if there would have been a beer with her, so certainly, since she's a woman that the kohen is not allowed to have beer with, that she would become posel, so too, the halacha is chuppah alone will affect the same thing, that she now becomes disqualified and she may not eat truma under any circumstances. The Shmuel Amar, the Shmuel disagrees, and he says, ein chuppah l'psulus, a woman does not become disqualified just because she had a chuppah. As long as there was no bia, she could continue eating the truma that she's entitled to because she's the daughter of a kohen. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel comments, Umaydali Abba, we know that Shmuel called Rav Abba. But tonight, Pchusa Bashalom Vijay Mechot, then when you have a girl that's under 3 years old, that the chuppah with a girl under 3 years old is not going to disqualify her from Truma. Why? If she had a Bia, it would not disqualify her because the Bia is not considered, as we're going to discuss, a valid bia. The bia of a girl who's under 3 years old is not considered a valid bia because basula, as the Gemara teaches us, Masechta Ksubis, basula chayzrim. Even if she had bia, the psulim come back. And since that bia is not considered a bia, therefore the chuppah, which is always connected to the bia, can't disqualify either. And in fact, the Ramban says that. That's the whole vart in Shmuel. Why does Shmuel hold yesh ein chuppah l'psulus? Because he says, what makes the chuppah special? What makes the chuppah special is that it ultimately will lead to bia. But this chuppah with a person that you're not supposed to get married to will hopefully not lead to a bia, because it's a bia that's not supposed to take place. And therefore, it doesn't disqualify either. Amarava, afanan onamitanina, that the chuppah, that the bia of a girl that's less than 3 years old is a meaningless act, because the Mishnah says there, if, as we know, the father has a right to marry off a daughter, so if there's a girl who's 3 years old and the father gave it to her husband, the halacha is miskadesh v'biya. That act of biya makes her into his full-fledged act. And furthermore, if a girl who's a three-year-old and she has a husband, and her husband died without children, back to our Masechta, if her Yavam will have relations with her, she'll become his wife, a full-fledged wife, that if they'll want to terminate that marriage, a get will be required. Chayavan Allah, and she's considered an Eshes Ish. Metamas Bala, if she's a Nida, and somebody has relations with her, the person who had relations with her becomes tamei. He becomes an ava tuma to the degree of latama mishkav tachtav ke'elyon, that all the mattresses that he sits on or lays on, if they're meant for sitting or laying on, all will become tamei. Even if he didn't actually touch all those mattresses, if you'll have a stack of mattresses, one on top of the other, and he sits on the top mattress, they all will become tamei, because her bia is considered a full-fledged bia. V'nisus l'kayin, she, if this three-year-old gets married to a kayin, aichelus patruma, she's considered his full-fledged wife. Ba'ala echem mikala psulim, if she has relations with any type of a man that makes a woman disqualified, if she had relations with a cholol, a nasan, or a mamzer, the halacha is that, or if a kohen gadol had relations with her when she was an almana, a kohen hedyot had relations with her when she's a grusha, pasla, she becomes disqualified from being able to truma, even though she's the daughter of a kohen. So we see that bas shalom yom echad, who the mafsal bia, that only when she's 3 years old does the bia have some irrelevance. And that's going to be, says Shmuel, and Shmuel says that Rav will agree that if such a woman had a chuppah with a man that she wasn't supposed to have, she also, mifsal b'chuppah, will become disqualified. But if she had bia when she's less than 3 years old, loy mefsal nam b'chuppah, the chuppah, just like the bia is a meaningless act, the chuppah, as we've been explaining in our shir, was just connected to the bia. So if the B is meaningless, the chuppah also would be meaningless according to everyone, and she could continue eating. So the Rashba asks, why do we need a whole piece of Gemara to teach us this concept that the B of a three-year-old is, yes, a B, and below is not a B? Isn't this halacha that everybody knows? So the Rashba says that, of course, this halacha B being only considered a B when she's three and not less than three is nothing new. But says the Rashba, what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that we would think that the halacha of truma and the halacha of bia maybe don't necessarily travel together. Because by truma, as we keep on quoting in our shiurim, it's connected to what the Torah says, kinyan kaspay. And therefore maybe this girl, even though the bia is meaningless, the chuppah, which makes it kinya kaspoy, should be different, teaches us the Gemara that chuppah and bia travel together. And if the bia is considered meaningless, so too is the chuppah. The Namukhi Yosef points out a very interesting Rambam. He says, on one hand, the Rambam paskins, like Rav and our Gemara, that yesh chuppah l'psulis, that chuppah is counted with a woman who you're not allowed to bia. And if you made chuppah with such a woman, the halacha will be that she will no longer be allowed to truma. On the other hand, the Rambam's famous opinion is that a chuppah with a nida is not going to affect, a chuppah with a nida is not considered a valid chuppah, because you can't have bia with a nida. So the question is, on one hand, the Rambam is saying, yesh chuppah l'psulis. The fact that you can't have bia with her doesn't disqualify the chuppah. And he was saying the fact that you cannot be with the nida disqualifies the chuppah. So the Lechem Mishnah answers that the criterion for an effective chuppah, according to the Rambam, is not if the woman is halachically permitted to have bia. The criteria is a bia planned to happen. The Rambam says that when you have chuppah with a nida, the chassan doesn't intend to do any bia because he knows his wife is a chuppah. And therefore, says the Rambam, since he doesn't anticipate to be able to do bia, that chuppah is not going to be considered a valid chuppah. Whereas, the kohen of our Gemara, says the Lechem Mishnah, of course he should have never done a chuppah with a woman whom he's not allowed to marry. But he's doing it, and he's obviously anticipating to have bia with her. And therefore, since there's an anticipation to do bia, it's enough that the chuppah should be considered. That makes the chuppah into a chuppah. And then Rambam says, like Rav, yesh chuppah psulis, she will now become disqualified from eating truma. So I saw an interesting question. Here the Gemara, so the Lechem Mishnah just said a very big chiddush. The reason, according to the Rambam, the chuppah of a nida is not considered a valid chuppah, is because the husband does not expect to do bia because he knows his wife is a nida, and he knows that he's not going to have relations with a woman who's a nida. So according to this Lechem Mishnah in the Rambam, What would be if a chassan has a chuppah with a kala who's a nida, but he doesn't know that she's a nida? So he's anticipating to have beer with her because he doesn't know she's a nida. Will that chuppah, according to the Rambam, be a valid chuppah? So the Chsukei Chemed discusses this, and he says it's a great svara, but he quotes a Bach that says, and he says actually this is a svara that was raised by the Ezim HaKadosh, but he says that, he quotes a Bach that says, under all circumstances, even if the chassan did not know that the kala is a nida, according to the Rambam, the halacha will be that the chuppah is not a good chuppah. The Ramah in Evan Ezra Siman Samach Aleph Sebei says, Toiv loydi lechassan tchila, it's appropriate to notify the chassan she nida. And the question is, why does the Ramah say that it's a good eitzah? Is it because like that we're avoiding a problem? That according to the Rambam, he'll know she's a chuppah, she's a nida, and he'll know that that chuppah is not valid? Or just to make sure that he should know not to do something that he's not supposed to do, but has nothing to do with the Rambam's opinion. But one thing we clearly see, that this, that we do a chuppah, goes back, as we said, to the time of the Gemara. We're only having a discussion in our shir, if yesh chuppah l'psulis, or ain't chuppah l'psulis, is it something that should, what happens when the chuppah was done with a woman that you're not allowed to marry? The question is, exactly, what is considered a chuppah? The Ran opinion is that chuppah is when they take yichud, when the chassan and kala are taken to room by themselves. But most Rishonim say not only does there have to be yichud with the chassan and kala are alone in a place, that makes chuppah, but it also has to be, as the Ran uses the words, tzorach shevienu lebeisoi. You have to bring him to a house. And that's why we know that by the weddings that take place, there's a yichud after the chuppah. And the yichud room is where the chassan and kala are alone. But since the Ran and other Rishonim use the word levesoi, levesoi means it has to belong to the home of the chassan. But they're getting married in a hall, in a wedding hall. And that hall obviously does not belong to the chassan. Because of that, the proper thing is that there should be a kinyan where the chassan takes ownership of that room. And the chassan, by taking ownership of the room, we have yichud bebeisai. The Chelkas Mechaikik, however, in Simen Nun Ches, Sifkat and Yod, says that according to Ramah, even if it's not the home, not the room that belongs to the chassan, it's still considered a valid chuppah. And so too is the opinion of the Chazanish, the Levushei Matcha, and the Tzemach Tzedek. Others say that the definition of chuppah is when the chassan puts the veil on top of the kala's head. Others say that the definition of the chuppah, this is what the Ramah says, and Evan Ezra Simon Heis of Aleph, Minig Poshet Achshav, says the Ramah, the Minig nowadays, Likrois Chuppah, what is considered the Chuppah, Lamakim Shepasim Yiriyah V'Toyla Yisagabah Kuntzos, we take a piece of material that we put on top of poles, Machnisin Tachtea, and we place under that canopy as a Chosim V'Kala, B'Fnei Arabim, they put the Chosim Kala stand under there in front of the audience, U'Mekachisham, and he does kedushin. He says harayat mekudeshesli umvarchem sham brichas erisin nesuin vaichlam biyachem b'makom tznua. Says that's the concept of minig. That's what a chuppah is. He says further ubekilas that many paiskim say that there's no need for it to be any yichud. The fact that the chassan put the veil on top of the kala, his head, and the fact that they stood under the chuppah together. And some say that it's not, that the minig is not just that they should stand under the chuppah, under the canopy, but some say, and that's a minig
that also exists in certain communities, that they should be standing covered with one talis, the chasm kala. That alone is enough to affect what is we know as a chuppah.